He ain't gonna hold you too long. I know that probably get a little hungry, especially little kids. I'm not eating all day. I don't eat when I have to preach. I can't. Let me give you just a rundown before we get into the Word of God, just for a few minutes, what my last week has been like. Monday I came down and I visit the graves of those of the loved ones that's asked me to come and hold their funeral, be a part of it. I stopped by each and every grave and spent my little time there to visit them one last time. This morning I come to church and I visit those in the cemetery here. And throughout this week I've went and I've visited people that I've tried and tried and tried to get in church for a long time. And as I journeyed along, walking through these graves, I recalled the memories. Brother Dan, of course, his wife's not here, but I remember the times we had there and spent with her. Brother Terry Bird, the times we spent there. Went by the home for Brother Carl. Charles used to live and drove by slowly and come to his grave and visit with him. Church memories like that, you can't put a price on. They are priceless. I thought of the times that me and Willie had stopped and talked and I went and visited with him, and all of these that has gone on before us. And I begin to think that it's days like this I don't like. But yet, when I look back in the life of Christ, I see the great blessings that He's left in my life because of what little I've done. And we're fixing to get into a message this morning. It ain't the message I had Thursday that I thought I was going to preach. I ain't actually had a week to study on it and heard it. And God changes it. We're going to be talking about a man this morning by the name of Paul. And we're going to get into his last testimony. The last testimony that he was ever able to give. And a lot of people don't realize this, but that of the book of Titus and Philippians is the last two books that he wrote while he was in prison the second time there in Rome. He wrote the book of Hebrews during the first time he was locked up there. But during this time, and whenever Paul was in prison under that of Nero, Claudius, Caesar, Augustus somewhere, and Caesar, Nero there, he ruled the Roman Empire there from about 54 A.D. to 68 A.D. Paul lived the ripe old age of somewhere right at 60-year-old when his life was taken. And around 53 A.D., at the ending of 53 A.D., the Roman Empire had burnt down. And because of this, Nero began to get very wrath within himself and set out a decree to do away with the Christians, especially those that had built it and made it so popular. Paul and Peter were put to death along about the same time. Paul was beheaded according to biblical history. Peter crucified upside down on a cross because he didn't feel worthy enough to be crucified like it is Lord and Savior. And the reason he was crucified and not beheaded like Paul is because Paul was a Roman citizen. And according to the Roman law, under the Roman rule, that a Roman citizen, no matter what the penalty was, that they deserved death, the only two ways that they were put to death was that by a sword of the decapitating of the head, or that of an axe, by the decapitation of an axe. He was a Roman citizen. That's the reason he was put to death in this fashion. Peter was not. And he was crucified. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to chapter 4, 2 Timothy. This is Paul's last testimony that he gives. I want to give you this thought. running the best race we can.
Amen.
We're all in this, and we're all in a race together. There's not a one of us here that's run the perfect race thus far. But thanks be to God, there are those that are still running the race. Amen. Starting in verse 5, it says, "But watch thou in all things." Not just some things. Not just a few things, but all things. He says, "And endure afflictions," and they're going to come. Yeah. Hard times are coming. "Make full proof of thy ministry, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I fought a good fight, I finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness with the Lord, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not only, and not to me only, but unto all of them that love his appearance." Let us pray. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come this hour, dear God, we pray, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, that you bless this service, bless the ears of that to hear, dear Heavenly Father, we pray, dear God, that you touch the hearts of each and every one. And Lord, most of all, dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you just take and look down upon each and every home that's represented here. God, if you find one that's lost and undone that is yet to accept thee as thy Lord and Savior, dear God, Lord, that you deal graciously with the heart and let them know how much they're loved, dear God. Lord, that they may come to you in the free pardon of sin and become that of a child of the King. And Lord, for all of these favors, we do most humbly pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. And again, I want to say this, that we need to be running the best race we can. There's none good. There's no not one. The Bible said that we've all sinned and came short of the glory of God. Church, one day or a while, if you've not made a mistake, just hold on. You're going to make meaning throughout life's journey. Amen. But we're serving a God that's faithful. Amen. And just to forgive us of all of our unrighteousness. Amen. And I like the way Brother J.C. that was put in the Word of God. He didn't say, "I'll forgive you of a few or some of them." He said, "I'll forgive you of all unrighteousness." Amen. One day after a while, there's going to come a day when we finish a race that's set before us like Paul did. And Paul was giving Timothy a testimony that he had fought a good fight and he had done the very best that he could. And he knew within that of his heart is with everything that he had within himself and everything that he knew through and by that of his Lord and Savior, that there was nothing else that he figured that he could do. But what little he did do, he knew. My friend, that there was a crown awaiting on him. Why? Because Paul never sat down. Not one thing I can recall. There come a time, whatever burden you can imagine and every pain that you can ever think of began to settle and come in upon that of Paul. And Paul began to pray unto God. He said, "Lord, if it be thy will," he said, "remove this flesh, a thorn from my flesh." And the Bible said that God did not remove the thorn, but instead he gave him grace. Amen. He said, "My grace is sufficient for thee." My friend, in our trying times, in our hard times, God will give us grace too to go along. That of Jimmy's life in Galatians chapter 5, Paul makes a statement. He said, "You did run well." He said, "Who did hindereth you that you should not obey the truth?" My friend, I know that it's a hard and treacherous way out there in this world. There's many distractions here and there. A lot of times we get hooked up with people we shouldn't be hooked up with. Amen. And begin to fall in the lines at which they're going. But I want to say this today. And along that line we get in with them, we'll win them to the Lord. I'll just stay with them before you know it. They've won us unto the devil. Amen. They pulled us out of the will of God. But God said, "I'm merciful. I'm graceful unto that of you. If you just come back," he said, "I
shall no wise cast thee out. My friend, we're serving one today that has made it all possible for me and you to be here. Amen. I'm still doing just a little bit for that of the Lord. Church, I know that these people out there, they could probably have took this church if they'll ever seen in the church. I realize that today, and I've known that, and I've told the church that many times. But my friend, that might not have been the race. But God wanted somebody else in. I've said this a few times. When he was looking for a pastor for this church, no doubt he probably was scraping the bottom of the barrel. Hey, man, but church, listen to me. It ain't how much you do, it's what you do. It's when you do it to the very best of your ability. My friend, that's going to count in that of the eyes of God. We see in Paul's writing in that of the book of Philippians. He said, I press toward that of the mark of the high calling. My friend, I want you to know something. That high calling that we're looking for, pressing toward to, it's that of God which is in Jesus Christ. Amen. One day or a while, the final reward, it's going to come our way. My friend, victory will be ours. Amen. The pains and the pains of this world, I will no longer exist in that of the hearts of man. We find there that in Philippians 2:16, that Paul writes, he said that we ought to be holding forth that of the words of God, or the words of life rather. He said that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain. He said, neither have I labored in vain. My friend, what Paul's a saying, he knows you're going to fall, he knows you're going to mess up, he knows you're going to stumble. He said, but keep your heart in it, amen, and do the very best that you can, and God will bless you through it in the end for all of those works that you've done along the way. He said, they'll not be in vain, they'll be wrote down in a place called heaven when the books are open. I ain't talking about the book, I'm talking about the books where everything about our doings are recorded and it's wrote down. And those things that we did for the glory of God and that was prosperous unto that of the kingdom of heaven, my friend, we will be rewarded for those things. Amen. So keep a running. Don't be lagging. In this race that we're in, there's still too many souls that are yet to be saved. There's still too many loved ones that yet to see the light burning the way it should. To be able to be desirous toward that, that they may one time become, or at one time become that of a child of the King. Paul tells us in that of the book of Hebrews, he said, wherefore sin we also are compassed about with that of such a great cloud. My friend, these loved ones that's gone on before us, these loved ones that's waiting for us one day at or a while. He calls it a cloud of witnesses, amen. My friend, heaven is recording us today. Heaven is recording you today. And I'll say this today, my friend, one day at or a while, the recording records are all going to be closed. Amen. And the rewards are going to begin to be handed out. He said, let us lay aside every sin and every weight that do so easily beset us. My friends, sometimes we just need to shake the devil off and say, devil, I'm doing it God's way. I've got too much to go home for now. I came too far to turn back. And I know that one day at or a while, as I stand here today, I have family on both sides. And my friend, one day at or a while, I'll get to see that of the labor of our fruits. Amen. I tell you today, keep on keeping on. My friend, we've all sinned and came short of the glory of God. The Bible said there's none good, no, not one. Oh, sometimes I just want to walk up to a few of these preachers and say, that's got their nose and their head stuck so far up in the clouds. I just want to tell them, my friend, you you're going to get pollution poisoning if you don't get down here with us. My friend, it breathed out of the crystal air that God has filtered out through the rains and out of the sunshine and living out of the good life one with another. Paul said in Corinthians chapter 9, he said, know ye not that which you run in a race, run all. He said, but one receiveth the prize. He said, so run that you may obtain. My friend, I tell you today, there's no reason for any of us to turn back when we have that. The blessed Holy Spirit of God that's awaiting in us on our side, that's leading us in all ways that are right unto that of the Lord. The Bible said he would send that comforter. He said he'll lead, guide, and teach you in all ways that are right. My friend, we have no excuse, amen. When it comes to the darling Son of God, for he's made all things possible for me and you. And my friend, listen to this. He put unto thee that this day of that of the family of God, that we can worship together in one mind and one accord. We can love one another even as he has loved us. And the Bible said he went on to give his life for me and you.
Amen.
Church, there's a better day coming.
Amen.
You know, Paul, he knew his day was approaching. And he spent just a few weeks after this. You know what Paul done in those few weeks he had left? He wrote two letters. He wrote that of Philippians and that of Titus. He wrote two letters. What would you do if you know you only had a few days? A few days lasted. Just a few more days to be here, a few more weeks to be here. How would you spend your time? I want to tell you something, church. I don't want to have to spend my last days on this earth praying for self.
Amen.
I want to make sure that them prayers count for something, and I want them to go toward that of my loved ones that are yet saved.
Amen.
Or that of my neighbors that has not yet known the Lord in the free pardon of sin. We're fixing the clothes, church.